Welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. I'm Travis Saunders. On today's podcast, I have a discussion that I recently had with Dr. Nelson Nardo Jr., an obesity researcher at Universidad Estadual de Maringá in Brazil. So Nelson was in Canada for the Canadian Obesity Summit, which was put on by the Canadian Obesity Network. And after the conference, he came to Ottawa because he has a very strong relationship with two friends and colleagues of mine, PhD candidate Zach Ferraro and PhD candidate Angela Alberga. So he was in town meeting with them and some other researchers here in Ottawa. So Nelson has a strong relationship with both those researchers and the Canadian Obesity Network, which, despite the name, is actually an international organization. So in this chat, we talk about his work and other obesity-related news going on in Brazil. So enjoy the podcast. So if you just want to start by introducing yourself and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Okay. My name is Nelson Nardo Jr. I'm from Brazil. I live in Maringá. Maringá is located in the Paraná state in the south, next to São Paulo.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you work at the university there, right?
I work in the Universidade Estadual de Maringá, Maringá State University. So I teach in the physical education program. We have an undergraduate and graduation programs, and we have also some labs.
Okay. And so most of the people that are coming through, are they going to be physical education teachers in schools, or are they going to be doctors? What are the students you teach?
We have both possibilities. We have people that will be working in schools and people that will work out of schools. We should do that distinction out there.
Okay. And so I remember last year at the student meeting in Ottawa, I saw your poster. And so you also, well, how do you work with obesity? What sort of obesity work do you do?
We start a group 6 years ago. The group name is Nemo.
Okay. And like the fish, like Nemo.
In Portuguese, it means nucleo of studies multidisciplinary of obesity.
Okay.
In Portuguese, fits.
Yeah.
Nemo. But we have two main focus in that group. That is approach to treatment. Adolescent obese, and another one to assessment people who underwent to bariatric surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main focus of the name.
Okay, and so are you, so for bariatric surgery, is this sort of becoming more widespread there as well, then I assume, or?
Actually Brazil is the second country that do the bigger number of surgery in the road.
And actually, I remember in, I'm not sure if you were at the session on bariatric surgery in Montreal at the Obesity Summit, but I remember them mentioning that there were several different techniques being tried out in Brazil that haven't quite made their way here yet, but that are experimental.
That's correct.
And so are obesity rates then increasing in Brazil as well, I assume?
Yeah. The increase, the velocity of increases is really concerning Brazilian government, Brazilian Minister of Health, and because of that, we have some funds to study the obesity problem in the bariatric surgery project.
Okay, and so what specifically are you looking at then with bariatric surgery?
We are trying to look both aspects, biochemical aspects, and also body composition, also behavioral change in these people after bariatric surgery, because there's a issue really complex, and we need to spread all the knowledge about that.
And so, because obviously here, a lot of our work focuses on children. Are you doing any work in children there as well?
We have a group that developed a program that we call PMTO.
Okay.
That is a program multidisciplinary of treatment of obesity.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds a lot like the French, so that I can figure that one out.
Okay. So we have adolescents between 11 to 17 years old, mm-hmm. Attending that program, and we have three meetings by week.
Yeah.
Each one during around two hours. We have psychologists, we have nutritionists, we have kinesiologists, and we have physician.
Okay.
Looking at that group.
So it's a very multidisciplinary team.
Yeah, and we try to help them.
Yeah.
To change the lifestyle, to lose weight, and to maintain.
Okay. Yeah.
That new
that new way.
Yeah.
And so how long is this program been going on?
That around six years.
Really?
It's starting 2005 when I finished my PhD.
And so how has the success been of that program? Has it been successful?
Yeah, we have some particular case that dispersed a lot of attention because mm-hmm. we have some adolescents, more girls, that lose a lot of weight, more than 40 kilos.
Wow.
We have one.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
and she maintained that mm-hmm. that
yeah.
new level of weight. So we have another case, similar case,
yeah.
but that is the biggest one.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of weight loss.
Yeah, so we have received a lot of attention mm-hmm. about the media in Brazil.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and also in the university, and also in the community, because we are doing research, but beside the research, we are doing also a kind of care that they don't have in
okay.
another place.
Yeah.
So it's a really important job that we are doing now.
And so are they trying then, is this sort of a model that they're going to try and implement in other regions
yeah.
to try and sort of emulate the good results that you've had?
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect, because we are in contact with the mayor mm-hmm. in the city to try to implement that kind of approach in different space, mainly in the hospitals or space where we have primary care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then what, if you could do sort of one or two things to sort of improve the obesity rates or the body weights of Brazilians, what if you had a magic wand and could do whatever you wanted, what would you do? What are the biggest issues that you think in Brazil need to be addressed? And are they different than what we have up here in Canada, or are they pretty similar?
Pretty similar. I think that people need to be a little more conscient about the food, the nutrition, and also about the physical achievement, because the changing lifestyles are quite similar
okay.
in Brazil, in Canada. So I think that there's no easy way to tackling that kind of problem, but with that approach, we can do a lot of progress.
And so I guess my other English question is what brings you to Canada? Because you came for the student meeting last year, which is great, and then I know that Zach and Angela have gone down to Brazil and done some work in there, and now you've come back again. So what brought you to Canada in the first place, and sort of what links are you establishing here?
Okay, I was in Vancouver the first time,
oh, okay.
2008,
yeah,
in a meeting mm-hmm. Promoted by COM.
Okay,
after that, the last year I went to
the Obesity Network.
To the Obesity,
yes, yeah,
yeah. And I know about the COM because as a researcher, we are constantly mm-hmm. looking for things to learn about and to try to change some information.
Mm-hmm.
So when I find the COM, I was a little motivated about the work that you are doing here, because the approach that you are using is really, really important. We have other kind of organization in Brazil, mm-hmm. but not similar
okay.
to COM. It's really important to spread that idea in Brazil too.
And so are you, do you think that there will ever be sort of a,
We have the Canadian Obesity Network Con. Do you think there will really be a BON or something, a Brazilian Obesity Network or something?
Yeah, I actually think about that.
Yeah.
I'm still planning. Yeah. How can we do that? But that's a good idea. I think this a big challenge, but I think that is worth it. You need to try to do that.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe. I mean, Con's been, I mean, Zach and I know has been phenomenal here in Canada for bringing people together. So that makes sense.
That's perfect. I'm really motivated about the partnership that the Con has made possible to us.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So I won't understand it, obviously, but so I guess why don't you in Portuguese give a little explanation of maybe what you do and the work you're doing in Brazil, and I guess anything else that you'd like to say. So take it as long as you like. And
I will say a little one more question.
Yeah, please do.
In English, yeah, I tried to do that.
Yeah.
In Brazil, we recently have a big organization funded by the Minister of Health. Mm-hmm. That is, let me translate to the English, National Web of Clinical Research.
Okay, yeah.
We are participating in that. I mean, my university, because of the projects in the obesity field. So I think that I can say in Portuguese now que a obesidade é um problema tão complexo que nós precisamos de toda ajuda possível e nós vamos buscar essa ajuda e o Canadá tem sido um grande parceiro e tem nos ensinado muito a como enfrentar essa batalha. So important to make that contact and that partnership.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you.
So do you still want to say a bit more in Portuguese about what you do, or is that what you just did? Obviously,
I think that's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah, because I think that almost the great part of people can understand Portuguese. So I think that I ask your pardon because my English is not so good.
No, this was fantastic. Trust me, this will be excellent.
Okay. So right. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Nelson.
That, again, was my conversation with Brazilian obesity researcher Nelson Nardo Jr. Now, if you have any thoughts on this or any other obesity-related topic, we'd love to hear your thoughts. So you can visit us at blogs.plos.org/obesitypanacea, or just Google Obesity Panacea, and that should bring you to us. So thanks for listening. I'd remind everyone that you can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And if you do subscribe, we would really appreciate it if you would give us a rating there. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.